This is Magic Drive Time, your daily dose of Orlando Magic basketball.
Drops it off to Vooch, he'll dunk it down. Daddy Vooch!
Magic Drive Time is presented by International Diamond Center, your local diamond experts since 1981.
Throws up ahead to Isaac, and look at the tomahawk from the Seminole. Chief Osceola smiling somewhere.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And welcome, everyone, to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center on this Tuesday evening. The Magic having a practice here today. Well, they'll have one more tomorrow. And then the final preseason game comes your way on Thursday at the Amway Center. My guest on the program will be Quentin Richardson. You don't want to miss this. This will be some excerpts from our interview on Magic Pod Squad. You can find Magic Pod Squad that I host along with David Steele, Jeff Turner, and George Galante. You can find it on iTunes. You can find it on Google Play, Spotify, and also TuneIn if you have an account with them. So we're going to play some excerpts from that. We certainly encourage you to listen back to that. Quentin Richardson, former Magic player, 2 years here in Central Florida, 13 years in the NBA, and the host of his own podcast, a very popular one, the Knuckleheads podcast, which you can find via the Players Tribune. His recent guest, Kobe Bryant. I mean, this guy's on another level. So he has a wealth of information that he can share with us, some stories to get into, and we're going to hear about kind of what turned around his playing career when he was in L.A. with the Clippers, then get into his good friend Steve Nash, and then his recollections of the time he spent with Dwight Howard and what things might look like for him now out in Los Angeles. And then now he's an analyst on Fox Sports Florida. Quentin Richardson will join me on the desk this year for a handful of games on Fox Sports Florida. We'll get his thoughts on the current state of the Orlando Magic and what this season might look like here in O-Town.
When does that switch flip, Q? At what point when you're in the NBA, do you realize what does it take to be a pro? Like you said, Lamar went to Miami and all of a sudden he became a pro. Like, when does that flip for you and maybe Darius and the other young guys? When does that switch flip?
I think it happens different for everybody, man. Everybody, like every individual. For me, it happened, I would say Dennis Johnson, God bless that, Coach DJ. He was very instrumental in Army in year two. Like, both, I would say year one and two, but year two was where I think I started to listen, where it started to click for me, because it was like, all right, like, my first year, yeah, it's cool, you think you the man is, but, like, I didn't play a lot. I was in and out. Then when you look at your stats, you're like, man, forget this. Then you looking, and it's like the people that's in front of me is my peers. It's Corey. I'm fighting Corey for minutes, and Eric Piakowski. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm as good or better. So it's like I'm talking to DJ. I'm listening to him. He like, you got to grow up. You know what I'm saying? Like, we was wilding. We was some wild young boys. It was a blessing that there was no Twitter and no social media and all of this.
I can imagine.
Things happen. It take days or weeks or months for people to know, like, boy, we was wilding, missing stuff, showing up late to stuff. So year two, I'm like, now I'm looking at Ray Allen. That's when I started showing up at the gym at 4-3 to shoot, because I'm looking at him, like, I want to do a Ray Allen, doing Ray Allen here shooting. Like, nobody shoot like Ray. And I go to the gym, I'm like, Ray, legit up in here at 3 o'clock. Game at 7, he's sweating hard as heck. Like, man, what's going on? I sat there and watched him like three times. Dennis Johnson was like, look at him. And him sitting there. He's like, it's every time. This ain't special day. So I'm like, all right, I need to start doing that. Then I need to start stop playing around. Cause I, like, for real. You talking about playing around? That's why when I got here and I saw what Dwight was doing, I used to just be like, there's no way you should still be doing this right now. You know what I'm saying? There was no way.
That was about at the end.
Yeah. So it was about, like, 6 years into this thing.
So yeah. For me, it was like, you gotta learn when it's a time and a place for everything. We had children. It was all jokes all the time, nonstop. We joking on each other. He trying to do the game plan. That's what I'm saying. AG couldn't. He wasn't cutthroat enough for us. We was the type you needed to be like, get out, go, like, just get out, like, to make an example out of somebody. Get out. But
was Steve Nash one of those guys? What did you learn from Steve? He seems like a guy that could. You only 1 year there. But you win 62 games and go to the Western Conference Finals. That's a heck of a team you guys have.
Man, Steve Nash is the definition of selfless, man. Like, he made that work. No way it works any other way. With the personalities, the ability that everybody had, we all could hoop. Everybody could hoop. And it was I don't know how he could manage that the way he was, but he was like, his special move was, his special gift was, like, he could Coach D'Antonio call a play, that's cool, whatever. It could be for Stat, Joe, whoever. But if he see, oh man, Q getting a little itchy, he ain't shot in a couple plays, he gonna figure it out within the play. No way is he gonna have Amari mad, Joe not gonna be mad. Whoever the play is for, they not gonna feel any type of way that I got the shot. And he knows how to do that all the time. He keep Sean Marion in check, get him a lob, get Stat the ball when you need it, throw Joe the ball, whoever it is. He was unbelievable with being a dude on the floor. Like, Coach would tell us, legit, we would come in to play, Coach coming to timeout, Coach would draw up a play. All right, now if we get the rebound and we go, just forget about this. Like, try to go first. Like, that's always our thing. He'd draw whatever up. Go first, and then if you don't get nothing, then get to this. So it'll be times we never get to a play for like 10 plays, legit. And then earlier in the year, it's, you know, it's like one of those things. You got honeymoon phase where everybody's buying in, and then you're trying to do the right thing so you really don't get upset. But then you start to see that this is just how we play. It's so fast. Like, you may not get the ball for 6 or 7 plays, but then you may get it for 5 straight. It just right. be, as long as you be cool, Steve gonna take care of you, I promise you. And it was just to see how, and he did that throughout his whole career, but to see how he did that with our team, and particularly with the personality, because Amari was a young animal, and he was busting out at that point. So it wasn't a lot nobody could say to him. But Steve had him like this, and he listened to Steve. Everything Steve did, whatever he was telling me, all right, like, when we wanted something to get done, because, you know, I was fiery, so me and him, you know, we related, but it was a fiery type of relate. But, like, Steve, hey, Mari, come over there talking to him, and then you, like, okay, Steve got, like, I legit used to call Steve the president. Everybody loves Steve Nash. Nobody not, when we went back to Dallas, I had never seen anything like that. When we landed on tarmac, news cameras, people, this is the opposing team coming in. Steve, the man.
That right,
Steve the man.
That'd be loved. Man. Steve, you mentioned Dwight, and you were here the last 2 years that Dwight Howard was here. Give us some insight into what your thoughts were when all of that ended, when Dwight moved on, and what are your thoughts on that phase of Magic history?
I feel like it was unfortunate, man. Still to this day, I feel like that was the one thing that if he could change, he would change. Because I don't feel like it was something that he wanted to do. I didn't feel like it then. I don't feel like it now. I feel like it was people in his camp, people in his ear, and all of the other things, the outside noise that made him want to go to wherever, L.A. or New York, wherever it was at that time. But I was there. We were around him, myself, Big Baby, Jameer, all of us. We were there. He didn't desire to leave. It was what that – I don't even remember exactly when that idea came about, but I remember where it came from and how it came. I was just like, this is ridiculous. And my only advice to him, which I always said, bro, I don't care what you do. Just make your own decision. Don't do it because that person whispered this to you or what have you. Just do it because you want to do it. And, you know, all of that stuff happened, not thinking it was unfortunate. I think that's the way he looked at it. But I'm happy for him that, you know, he seems to be getting back on track, and he's got a unbelievable opportunity, you know, ahead of him with the Lakers. I think right now they're the team that I picked to win right now.
Does he kick himself a little bit, you think, about what could have been if he stays here? I mean, he'd have never been loved if he'd have stayed here, right?
Not,
I mean,
like
you,
this.
You saw the love he had in this town.
Listen, I told him. I that was my question to him. When he started to say all this stuff, I was just like, what? Bro, where are you going to go get this equity at?
Yeah, right.
You ain't going to get it back. What you put in here, you never going to get anywhere. I don't care what you say or what you do. You will not get what you homegrown. People, you can't ever get that back.
I'm pretty sure Rich DeVos had a pretty similar message.
Yeah,
right. I recall back then, too.
Yeah, he'd have statues at every turn, not just one. Like, boy.
You're right.
But you, and I told, because the thing that people forget, like, when I first got here, I was in all of it. The man outvoted LeBron in the All-Star game. He was Kobe, LeBron, everybody was behind him.
That's right.
The man was doing children's CDs that was getting sales on iTunes, man.
That's true. Everything he touched turned to gold. You're right.
I said, I was looking at him. What? I was like, what is going on? Like, bro, they just voted him over. I was like, wow. I was like, bro, they really love this dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Q, you started in L.A., and so you knew that environment and everything. So as Dwight moves there, did you see it? That was not the right place for him.
Listen, I knew L.A. and New York.
Because of the personality, or the attention?
Everything.
Yeah.
The full scale of it. The full everything, full circle. Because the attention that you're going to get, the fact that you can't go out to dinner, the fact that the microscope and the light going to be so bright. That even as good as you are, they gonna find bad in it. Oh, you didn't tip. You didn't do this. He was out. He did this. Like, nah, when you in a little old Orlando, you could do whatever you, and you was the biggest thing here. You still could do anything you wanted. And it was almost like, nah, I don't want to say like a protection, but it was kind of like a cocoon because you ours. We don't want, you know what I'm saying, you to look bad to the world, whatever.
Right.
When you get out there, as soon as you land in the airport, TMZ, they walking around right now. When I land in LA or New York, they got people walking around looking normal. Then when they spot you, they pull out their stuff and come up on you and try to get interviewed. This is regular Monday and Tuesday. This is where you going. This is where, like, you going from Orlando, where we got, what, 3 beat reporters, yeah, 2-3 right. guys. New York has like 20. LA has like 15. Yeah. And then the thing about New York is that I played there 4 years. Everything could be great. You're going to have one reporter go over here and try and find a story. I ain't trying to write the same positive crap they writing. Hey, man, why you didn't play? Why he playing you or something? This is what's going
to
happen
find an angle.
Every right. single time. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about people buddy up with certain players and then be given it. New York is tough. And if you're not tough with it, and that was what I saw. It wasn't that Dwight wasn't tough. It was that he cared too much about what everybody thought.
Yeah, right.
He wanted to do the right thing and people to like me, and that's not the type of attitude you need to go to New York with.
You're listening to Quentin Richardson, who was our guest on Orlando Magic Pod Squad. Myself, David Steele, Jeff Turner, and George Galante. You can find it on iTunes, on Google Play, on Spotify, on TuneIn. A number of ways to get the latest edition of Orlando Magic Pod Squad. You can find all of our podcasts on these channels. Just search Orlando Magic Radio. When we come back, we're going to get into some more with Q Rich. His recollection of his 2 years here in Orlando, being a teammate of Dwight Howard, and kind of how he tried to convince Dwight to stay here in City Beautiful. We'll get into that and also get his thoughts on the Orlando Magic and what they could do this season. We'll be back with more Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center in just a moment.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
This is Jonathan Isaac from the Orlando Magic, celebrating big wins and the work that gets you there. For those who use disappointments, turning them into opportunities to learn, to grow, and to thrive. For those who rise every day with the sole purpose of improving on who they were yesterday. The experts at Advent Health support you, for proving we all have the power to rise to any challenge. Advent Health. Feel whole.
Advent Health and Southwest Airlines are teaming up to provide Magic fans the opportunity to catch a game on the road this season in one of three destinations: Houston, Denver, or Milwaukee. One grand prize winner will receive 2 tickets to a game in the selected city, airfare, lodging, and $200 in spending money. 5 second prize winners will receive 20,000 Southwest Airlines Rapid Rewards bonus points. For more information and to enter, visit OrlandoMagic.com/getaway. That's OrlandoMagic.com/getaway.
At Mountain Dew, we say here's to the doers.
The people who know you gotta do what you gotta do.
Who do it big.
Then do it bigger.
Who don't just watch.
So if there's something you want to do,
here's a little advice.
Grab yourself an ice-cold Mountain Dew.
And get to it.
That's right. Get going.
Get started.
Stand up.
Jump up.
Grab hold of it.
Work it out.
Grind it out.
Get stoked.
Get passionate.
And do it.
Don't ask how you should do it.
Don't ask if it can be done.
Because there are those who don't.
And those who do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Do the do.
Hey, Magic fans, here's a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew a qualifying Walt Disney World annual pass at Amway Center this season and score a free Orlando Magic Nike Swingman jersey in the color of your choice. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all four Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Orlando Magic team shop at Amway Center or orlandomagic.com/annualpass for more information.
I'm Robert Palmer, president of RP Funding. With home values at an all-time high, smart homeowners are using RP Funding to access their home equity now more than ever. Home equity could be the best way to finance home improvements, consolidate debt, make investments, or even large purchases. But don't use your home equity to pay closing costs. Let me pay them instead. Visit rpfunding.com or call 855-773-8634, 855-773-8634.
Terms and conditions apply. See website NMLS 701-680, Equal Housing.
Magic fans, are you in need of a new roof? Roof damage is not always visible from the ground. In order to make sure your roof is sealed and secure during rain and hurricane seasons, call Carol Bradford Roofing today for a free roof inspection. As the official builder of the Magic, Carol Bradford Roofing is a licensed and insured family-owned company who's been trusted for years to provide quality work and products to protect the most prized possessions under a roof, your family. To speak with a professional today, call 833-237-ROOF or visit cbroofing.com and mention the Magic to receive $500 off your new roof.
Here comes T. Ross. The headband's on. He'll fire for three. Three in a row. Yes, sir.
Magic fans, bring your group out and experience the best Amway Center has to offer. You can play where the pros play with our Court of Dreams package or perform pregame and let Center Court become center stage. You can also join the kids' tunnel and high-five the pros. The group experiences are endless. What are you waiting for? Call 407-89-MAGIC to take advantage of these amazing group opportunities. Special price available for groups of 10 or more.
This is Tance Ross of the Orlando Magic. You're listening to Magic Drive Time on Orlando Sports Leader 96.9 The Game.
Welcome back to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Let's get you back into part two of our interview with Q Rich on Magic Pod Squad.
Q, you've been in L.A., been in New York. You mentioned Philly, how hard that is. Kind of take us, look at now Markelle Fultz coming to Orlando from Philly, how difficult a challenge that was for him. And coming to Orlando, what advice would you have for him on his transition now? Because maybe he's in that safe place that you talked about.
I think he's in a great scenario, man. The biggest thing for him that I've observed just in a few little preseason games, like, wow, he plays hard. He has a high motor. I think that's I don't care who you are, what type of player you are, that's always a big plus. If you got a high motor and nobody ain't got to try to get you to play hard, I think everything else falls into place after that. I think he's in a place where, like you said, he's in a smaller pond than, say, like Philly was, even though – and then with everything he's gone through, he doesn't have that – I'm the number one pick jumping out at you. He's kind of more normalized. As he still will never shake that number one pick deal, but it's not just raring at you like I have to be this number one pick because he's been through what he's been through. So the expectations have knocked down a little bit. And now he has a quieter scenario to kind of do his thing and grow in. I think Coach Cliff is going to be unbelievable for him, him and the whole staff. And I just think the environment is better because it's not going to be – so critical. Philly is tough. Like I say, before you even brought him up, Philly is one of those cities that, especially for him to be the number one pick, and they thinking like, oh, he's the piece that our team needs to take us over the top, and then whatever happened. It's like they don't feel sorry for you. They get angry. They get angry first. New Yorkers and Philadelphians, they going to get, like, what? We wasted our number one pick on this? Like,
why I get angry all the time. I get angry all the time.
Fire the manager. You were happy with
that. I'm yelling at the PA guy.
Well, let everybody know then. Put on your analyst hat. You're joining us on Fox Sports Florida this year, which we're excited about. You're already off and running with the Knucklehead podcast
And you got irons in a lot of fires.
You're multimedia.
You are multimedia.
Whoever would have thought Q would have been multimedia?
I never would have thought. I did go to school for broadcast.
You did. Oh, well, then Q thought he was going to be multimedia.
That was my thing earlier. That was like 17, 18 year old Q. Like, yeah, when I get through, I just talk.
So this is perfect. This was years in the making. Well, what would you get? They put your analyst hat on and tell fans what they can expect. You think from this team, how good can this team be?
Man, I think they got a chance to be defensively a top 3 or 5 or 6 team in the league. I mean, I know the system they run, and just looking at the personnel they have, and I know how good of a coach Cliff is, and watching how well they did last year, I know they're just going to continue to build on that. I think the length is ridiculous. I'm looking forward to Bamba being healthy and having more of an impact this year. I think he can help in a lot of ways with his length and the different things he could do. And then Fultz, man, I'm excited to see him out there playing and what he's going to be able to bring. I mean, everybody else, you know, they all played well last year. I expect them to be back. T. Ross being back in the fold is huge. Like I said, they didn't make a lot of moves in the offseason going to get extra pieces. I mean, I know they brought Farouk Aminu in, but keeping the pieces they kept was important to me. I mean, a lot of times you got to keep your own pieces when they're good, like the pieces they kept, where Vooch is an all-star, T. Ross is what he is. He's going to be a six-man candidate every year and a big scorer. And I think DJ was kind of, you know, flew under the radar, but he had a career year, and he was unbelievable, and he's always going to be. So I've known DJ since he's been in the league, and he's actually my neighbor, so he works extremely hard to stay ready, and I think he's going to have another big year. And then Evan coming off the championships, we should be expecting big things from him too.
We're looking forward to it. So Q says we're going to win the East. Is that what I
you guys can both talk to this. How important is it? You look at a team like us in Orlando where we didn't have a lot of change. How important is that, like, say, in the first month of the season? We were talking the other day that we felt like we could catch maybe some teams that are still, like, in November that are still trying to get to know each other, maybe even into December, whereas our roster is basically the same. Like, that should be an advantage to the Magic, shouldn't it be?
I agree. I mean, that's why I said that's very important when you bring back a lot of the same thing. Everything is familiar. When they came to camp, I'm sure Coach Cliff didn't have to dwell on a lot of the same things over and over again because we have our same crew. Some people may need to be brought up to speed, Farouk Aminu and whatever, few little pieces. But for the most part, our whole group knows what we're about. We know what to expect. And in that aspect, you know, that gives a team where they don't have to just be caught blindsided by different things. That's one of the things, even though I love the Lakers, that was why I said that in the regular season, the Clippers may have a better season than them as far as record-wise because they brought more of the same back. And then they only have to, you know, the two players that they getting acclimated, they like –
pretty important.
Superstars.
Yeah. Those guys
are
pretty important.
To get acclimated. Not like, it's not hard to acclimate the guys who are going to be – everybody else got to get used to around them, but they know the whole culture. You understand? Like, the Lakers are bringing basically a whole new team, even though it's a great team. Mm-hmm. Once you get AD and LeBron, that's great. But they got all the familiarities, and that sometimes can – you know, that cohesiveness can take you a further place in a lot of times in the league.
Did you feel that too you played?
I do. I think if you look at the schedule, Dave and I were talking about this before the Atlanta game. You know, we've got 11 of our first 18 taking us through November are here in Orlando at home.
That's big.
So we've got a good schedule, and as Q points out, so many teams made major changes. Mm-hmm. Even in the East, if you look at, you know, Philly adding the guys that they did, they changed their team.
Boston
has changed their team. You know, Milwaukee, I think the Brogdon thing is huge for them, so they've added a few pieces. So I think chemistry and familiarity, you know, Q mentioned the schemes that Cliff runs, you know, that he's learned through the years from the Van Gundys and Pat Riley. Mm-hmm. You know, there is a sophistication to it, the rotations and everything. And some of the players have even said coming back that they start from a different place.
I'm telling you.
They're not learning new terminology and everything. So defensively, I agree with Q. I think this can be a very special team, especially out of the gate. We got to be able to make shots. So
that's true. That's true. That's the one thing that we have to do. We have to put points on the board. But I know for a fact, playing in that defense, it's gonna be they have times where they 7, 8, 9 possessions that you can't score, yeah. Especially with that personnel. I was watching Isaac the other day. He come out of nowhere on Embiid, and like they got length and athleticism and guys that can move, and so
that'll keep times, you in a lot of games.
It's gonna be some hard times for people at different moments. So I'm excited to see them.
They're still kind of flying under the radar, aren't they? On a
Absolutely.
National level, people aren't really picking them to do much.
That's the great part. I know that's what Coach Cliff loves. Don't say nothing about us. Just let us go ahead, keep our head down, keep working. And that's what San Antonio has done for so long. They keep their head down, keep working, and you talk about everybody else, but we show up at the end. So that's the type of team you want to be.
Special thanks again to Quentin Richardson. You can hear that interview in its entirety when he sat down with us for Magic Pod Squad. You can find that on TuneIn, iTunes, Google Play, and we encourage you to do that and find all of our podcast entities. Special thanks to Quentin Richardson. Look forward to working with him more closely as an analyst on Fox Sports Florida this year. He'll be joining us for a handful of pre- and post-game shows. That'll do it for another edition of Orlando Magic Drive Time. Jake Chapman back in the saddle here tomorrow. Dennis Newman will join him right here on 96.9 The Game.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
The Orlando Magic Team Shop at Amway Center is the official destination for authentic Magic gear, including the latest apparel for men, women, and children. Pick up clothing and accessories for any type of fan. Purchase cool collectibles and memorabilia, or snag our latest Nike jerseys to feel like your favorite Orlando Magic players. Stop by the Team Shop at Amway Center Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. or head to OrlandoMagicShop.com to get your gear now.